Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Creative Truth, where I talk to artists, entrepreneurs, and creative professionals to help discover their path to success. Today, we're back with two special guests, Creative Truth alumni, my best buds, Matt and Andrew. Let's give it a round of applause.
Yay!
So I have both your LinkedIns pulled up, so I'm doing my homework. It says here that you're a reporter in Hollywood, Matt.
No, you're definitely making that up.
Oh, what do you do again?
I work, my ass, you have my resume or LinkedIn pulled up.
I do. Oh, it says billboard. Okay. So no, tell the listeners what you do.
It's definitely not just listed as billboard. I definitely source and log B-roll content from script provided by supervisor.
Are you reading your resume right now?
Yes. He's reading his LinkedIn. Thank you for telling us.
Our video department split, so now TA, like the Hollywood Reporter and Billboard, are completely separate. When I was doing both brands, I was doing red carpets and stuff like that, but that's pretty much over with now. We still do red carpets, but it's more like award shows, like the Grammys. The Country Music Awards are this Sunday or tomorrow. So we'll be doing the red carpet for that.
They'll deliver you the stuff, right?
Yes.
The assets. And I'm like, what do you do with it? And how does that process look like? And what do you end up churning out for them?
How does the process of them emailing me a script look like? They email me a script and then footage. Then I get the footage and then I just build the piece in Premiere. It's like very streamlined, and like for the editors who are listening, like they know, like that's as easy as it can get, you know.
There are none listening. Don't worry.
Yeah.
No one's listening.
I have a question. Pause.
Yeah.
Cut this.
Okay. All right. I'll just
when,
add more.
When Matt's talking, can you see me?
Yes.
We're a three up?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Resume.
Okay.
Time in.
Yeah.
He's not going to edit this at all. No,
probably not. Let's be honest. But I'm glad you asked because, yeah, I don't want you like showing your ass to the camera when Matt's in the middle of a conversation. So, all right. So then, but Matt, where's your stuff going? Like mostly social, or are you also doing like TV and OTT and advertising and all that kind of stuff?
It's just, as far as I know, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, pretty much all socials. You said OTT, you mean like pre-roll ads or something?
Yeah, like Hulu, Netflix, not Netflix, but any.
Well, no, we are the vehicle for like the pre-roll ads to play and stuff like that. And because it's like a show with like the only thing, like we're Billboard is like equivalent to like an IGN or BuzzFeed or publication like that. So they'll hold advertisements themselves, and same goes for Billboard. I don't know if we have advertisements playing before other videos, but probably not.
Thank you for telling us what you do. Andrew, it says here that you are a composter. What is that?
Yeah, I shovel shit and polish shit and
wow,
make things look nicer.
Okay, again, I'm going to be bleeping out all of this. Thanks for making me do more work. But no, Andy, you just
Clay, you're going to edit this?
I'm going to have to now. I wasn't going to.
Cut that.
I forgot I muted myself, but that was... And Tyler and I were still moving. Andy was completely frozen.
You guys were... Tyler, I was like talking to Tyler's face and he was just like...
So tell us what kind of projects you've been doing lately. You're a compositor, not a composer.
Yeah, I'm a compositor. I work in visual effects for television, film, advertising.
But but you're on the good side. You're an indie, you know, you're self-employed. You're not a W-2 guy. You're just out there finding gigs, right?
Yeah, I'm mostly freelance. I did file a W-2 this year, but yeah, it's mostly freelance. What was the question?
What you do?
That's what I do.
Yep. Okay. Any big credits that you're proud of that you've worked on in the last 2 years?
Okay. Let's see. I've worked on more recently. We wrapped up working on a show that's coming out on Amazon called I'm a Virgo, directed by Boots Riley. It's live action, but I work with a stop motion company called Mystery Meat Media in Oakland, and they did stop motion segments for the show. So I worked on those, doing compositing, like removing the rigs and plussing up the shots, adding little effects and stuff like that. And before that, I worked on The Gray Man on Netflix. I worked on, well, that was a pretty long one.
How long did it take, and what was your like main thing you were doing, or what were some of the stuff you were working on for that one?
For that one, we did like all of the computer screens and TV monitors in the movie, like pretty much all of them. And so we were just replacing those out. They were like, they had some on-set graphics to match look to, but they mostly just wanted new graphics added, so we had to put those on. I don't know how technical you want me to get.
Well, I am a little interested. Like, if somebody just has like a black phone or a green phone, it's not just like putting a rectangle there. You got to actually like fake the light that's coming off of it, right?
Yeah, there's a few things. A lot of people will do like a green phone or something, but it's actually better to have a black phone because then you don't have to worry about removing the green. Yeah, so it's you'll have to match move or like object track the phone itself, because that will be moving on different axes from the camera, and then you have to set it back into the scene, so like match the grain, match the lighting and all that stuff, match the way that it would look. And sometimes they have on-set reference, like sometimes they will have like a real screen on the phone that's like someone in graphics like whipped up, but it's not like the final graphics, it's like temp, so you can kind of see what it should look like.
And they'll maybe do some of the same colors that we coming off of it.
Yeah, you'll do like you'll like a big thing is like comparing the black levels, like you want the RGBs and the black levels to be consistent. And it's a lot of like really subtle things, but they're very ingrained in the industry. Is like no one will notice most of what we do, but we do it.
Yeah, if you're doing it right, no one will know. You know, people always complain about like bad special effects, but usually it's like a time or budget constraint.
Yeah, right? Yeah, 100%.
And then one thing you mentioned too is like if somebody's moving in front of a screen, getting that to kind of, you know, like with motion blur and stuff like that, that's where it gets tricky.
Yeah. If someone moves in front of the screen, that's where it gets into a headache, because then it does help to have the screens be green so you can key out their hair and stuff like that. So it's a whole bunch of conditions. It's like it's easier if this happens in the shot, but it's actually harder if this happens in the shot to do it that way. So yeah, sometimes it's set up in different ways. So some of them were green screens where they were passing in front of the, like the TV. And then it was just painstakingly keying out hair. The way you'll typically do it in like higher budget productions is you'll do like multiple keys, like rather than just pulling one key, you'll like zoom in on like this section of the hair and you'll pull a key there, and then you'll combine it with a key for up here, key for up here. It takes forever. But that's how you get a better key. And with motion blur, yeah, that that can be a pain in the ass too. But you have to match the motion blur to focus. And sometimes they'll have like measurements so you can like technically match the actual defocus that's in the shot, but sometimes you just have to do it by eye.
Yeah, and it might take 6 months, but it's worth it to fast forward to the end of the movie to see your name in the credits, right?
Yes. Yep. they're joking because I was supposed to get credits on The Gray Man, and I went to see the movie in theaters to like get my see them, and I wasn't in it. The producer like absentmindedly left me out of the call sheet or whatever.
We won't say the production company's name, but
it's all good though. I'm on other Netflix credit rolls now in the form of less prestigious LOL Surprise Dolls Fashion Winter Week Mondays or something. I don't know what it's called, but it's the LOL Surprise movie. I worked on that. That was also stop motion.
Do you have to like the content of what you're working on, or do you just not care what it is?
I don't really care because for my work, it's so like zoomed in. Like I don't even like hear the audio or anything. It's just like one shot at a time. So I have like very little idea of what I'll work on things, and I'll have no idea what's like happening until I see it like finished or in a cut. I'll be like, oh, that makes so much more sense now.
So how the hell did we all like go to school for the same stuff and end up doing the same kind of thing?
I don't know. I guess
we're weak-willed and we probably, well, I think, I don't know. It just seemed fun, like back in high school. It seemed like the most fun elective thing to do.
And yeah, I agree with that.
Not only that, but in some ways it was the most wise thing to do because of like how from when we were in high school to present day, like how much media has kind of exploded, whereas like other jobs were, I don't know, we could have all gone to school to be like doctors or lawyers or something like that. And like, I can only speak for myself, like I avoided accumulating a ton of debt. And then I managed to hang on just long enough to get a job in my field, which is, I think, rare. But all of us have kind of achieved that as well. So
like what Matt said, it did just seem like the most fun, like of all the classes, like English class, math class, physics, then like just screwing around in Fortes with like a video camera or like editing on Premiere was way more fun. And then, you know, we were doing like the skateboarding videos and the trick shot videos, and I don't know, it was just more fun, I guess.
And then we were all kind of broke boys for a while there, but finally it's like, all right, you can actually make some money doing this stuff.
Well, that's like just like a trial and tribulation thing, I think, because there's no offense to anybody I went to college with or like high school with who also went into this and are not working in this industry presently. Like, you got to just kind of like hold on for like a couple years and then like do some like lower level work and then work your way up to, you know, proving yourself in a way to like for like companies or the film industry or like the VFX industry to say like, hey, I can work in this industry.
And yeah, like, that's kind of the, I guess, negative side is like you can be capable of whatever, but you're gonna have to earn your grit and everything to
pay your dues. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, but at a certain point, then you can just kind of take control of of where things are going, I guess. But when you first get out of college, it kind of sucks.
Have you guys done anything independent, like any indie work for yourself in the last couple of years? And if so, why or why not?
No, nothing for myself for quite a, you know, couple of years.
Yeah, I haven't really either. Like little things on Instagram or whatever, and I've like written some things that I wanted to do, but I haven't done them yet. Yeah, once you're like working for other people, it becomes you become less bandwidth able to do stuff for yourself, I guess. I don't know. But I do want to just shoot some little videos and whatnot, because I've been thinking about that more recently. Like, I think I've gotten a little precious about my work, but I kind of want to go back to just like pooping out videos. That was fun, you know?
Well, that's kind of like the only thing I'm doing really is the podcast, because I can bullshit for a half hour, you know. I just hit record, and then I have interesting guys like you on.
Yeah, where you trick us. It's gonna be fun, and like when you get up on a Saturday morning and
don't watch.
It's 5:30. Saturday morning.
No Jackie Chan adventures. No, yeah. Saturday morning cartoons. You need to come on and get interviewed by me.
So the thing
I'm gonna mute myself because I don't feel very
I have more questions for you. I want to talk about some of your.
It said only to 5:30 and it's 5:34.
Yeah, it's because Andy took. Well, okay,
time's right, up.
Matt has time's to go. Up. Matt has to go.
Wee-oo.
No, Matt, I was going to say, like, you also are, you're like a big drawer. You're a good cook. You know, you're just a real creative guy. And I like that you do that stuff in your free time. And I love that you're in your little hobbit hole.
Is this podcast, is this Creative Truth still or yes. whatever?
I think yes. is this an April Fool's Day joke?
I feel like this is a fucking April Fool's joke. I have a lot of those hobbies, and like, I do that for like, I guess my, like, I don't know, like not, that doesn't have any influence on my work at all. Like doing that stuff.
I think it does, but you don't realize it. Like, I think what Matt's trying to say is he's just naturally is interested in those things and just naturally is inspired by the things that he does because those are his hobbies and interests.
I guess.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew. You're welcome. That's a great point.
Do you want me to ask the next question?
Well, Andrew, what are some... Tyler,
it's going to take Tyler like 8 hours to...
Tyler, I want you to now... What do you do for work?
What do I do for work?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what you do.
I want a definitive answer, and for this open case to be closed, or like this mystery to be resolved. What I want on the record, do not cut this. What do you do for work?
I'm a mere lowly cameraman, a humble, simple folk.
Bullshit.
With a camera and a 8-year-old desktop. I make social media videos, and I do some of them run OTT advertising, and I also do anything that'll pay me money that's creative and fun for myself. And I have a very successful podcast called The Creative Truth.
sorry for laughing.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Oh, now, okay, good.
What do you do in your free time that inspires you?
Great question, Matt. Thank you for asking. I don't know. I play guitar. Lately, I've been eating better. I've been cooking, and I've been working on my diet and exercising a little bit. I spend time with my puppy dog. I play a lot of guitar. I play guitar for probably like an hour a day. And I've been doing French lessons for 6 months now, every day. And sometimes I paint, but I haven't in a while. But then the only other thing I do is I work on houses with my hands. I was painting today. That's why I paint all over me. Let me close out the creative truth, and then I'll stop the recording, and then we could
We're not going to wrap up.
What was the point of this?
What? I'm going to make a full episode about this.
It's just going to abruptly end on what are your inspirations?
So it's like one half, like serious, like, what do you do for a living? Like business talk. Well,
We did that in the last episode where you guys were like I was interviewing you more. So we don't need to rehash that too much.
I didn't think that was going to be hashed out at all. And I'm not, I mean, do what you want with this, but I was just, we were misled.
All right. How can people learn more about you guys? You go first, Andrew.
Just dead silence. How can you learn more about me? I guess you can go to my Instagram, which I have not updated in a minute, but it is handlevisual.baker. And I have a website and a blog that I don't update. Basically, just, I don't know. You probably shouldn't.
Great answer. What about you, Matt?
I don't want people learning about me. I just wanted to talk to my two friends. I didn't know this was like a... I guess people can learn more about me at my website, mdamiano.com, which I haven't updated in 2 years. So there, I don't know why you're asking people like what my like, you know, credentials are, like when I went to college, where I went to college, and you know,
where did you go to college?
In upcoming episodes of The Creative Truth, I'm going to be talking to more artists, entrepreneurs, and creative professionals.
This isn't Creative Truth. This isn't Creative Truth. This was
this is The Creative Truth. This
no,
is
it's not. You lied talking, to us.
What are you talking about?
Fucking tricked us. This was supposed to be like a friendly, fun. I thought we were going to like talk about video games or something like that. Like.
What video games inspire you?
Oh.
To help discover their path to success. If you have episode feedback or guest suggestions, send them to wecreatetruth@gmail.com.
Hit the like.
iTunes, give us
a false review. Advertising.
Like, hit the like button.
Hit the like, share, and subscribe.
Oh my God.
Smash that like button.
We'll see you in the next episode of The Creative Truth. Thanks for listening.
It's not Creative Truth.
2 What the fuck is this?
It is fun.
This feels like work, Tyler.
This is like some typical producer bullshit.
You guys need to come in at 9, stay till 5.
Wake up on your Saturday.
30-minute break.